Okay, now we're going to go into a lot of the details. How many of you have gardens and that really are into it, you know, not just cut your grass once in a while?
One that's worthy of being called a garden? Or
No, but then you're really interested in doing these things and you're going to, you know, makes a difference to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Second thing I don't understand, but okay. but that I can get deal with. Okay. Okay, therefore, a person should, before Shemitah, okay, do as many things as you can in your garden. Really, this is talking to people who are in commercial things, right? When we had the Kerem, we spent a lot of time before Shemitah doing things that we usually did in the winter and did them in the autumn before Rosh Hashanah. I remember Zmira, I remember all the Shilas or whatever. But I guess it applies to your regular garden also. And he mentions a lot of these things. I'm going to go through them. Whatever you can do before Shemitah to obviate the necessity to do these things during Shemitah because they're necessary, you don't leave them to Shemitah and then be somech on the fact that since they're necessary now you're allowed to do them. If you can avoid having to do them during Shemitah, do them before Shemitah. That is preferable, right? Or even if you won't obviate, but you'll obviate the amount of time that you'll have to do it, the amount of times you'll have to do it during Shemitah. And here he mentions quite a few things, and we'll get to something that Bakia mentioned that's really no gear because you have to go buy it or whatever before Shemitah. First thing is ligzom, the Tnei Rosh Hashanah, eskol ha'etzim v'ashichim shergilim ligzom. Anything that needs pruning, okay, you should prune before Shemitah. Even though pruning a gethen, right, is for sure asur min haTorah. We're somech on pruning other trees is only to Rabbanan, and therefore if it'll damage the tree irreparably, you can prune during Shemitah. But if you do it before Shemitah, and there's no need to do it during Shemitah, that's for sure better. So any bushes you have, trees that need to be pruned, should be done. And gifanim also ligzom b'shemitah b'chol nikri. You're going to have to do it by grapes. I don't think too many people have grapevines in their own.
You have, but otherwise,
right? Right. Most people don't have grapevines here, but whatever it is, right? So that you're not going to be able to prune during Shemitah at all, because that's a nisa d'oraisa for sure. We're so mech that other pruning is only the rabbanon, so you could conceivably do it during Shemitah. But why do it if you can avoid doing it? Because if you don't prune it before Shemitah, and then you have to worry about pruning it exactly or whatever, that it won't cause a die. You're going to cause at least some damage to the tree if you wait till Shemitah to have to prune it then with the minimal kind of pruning. So, remember this. That's by, we leave two knots in the, what's it called? You prune it down to two knots. And then what it'll grow after that and not be pruned after that won't hurt it. Okay. What's it called? Lahasher 2A9 Yosef Miharogil. Lahasher, instead of pruning it down to the where it's the base, you leave two extra knots, right? And then when it grows after that, the extra growth won't be that bad, and you didn't prune it down in a time when the pruning is negative to it, right?
Again, Chag, you can explain this.
Okay, forget whatever. Whatever it is, right? Ask the people here who know about these things, right? The people who know about gardening, or the people from the outside, and ask them what you can do when it comes to pruning your trees that's necessary, right? Before what can be done before Shemitah that will make it easier that you won't have to do it during Shemitah. That's the first thing. Now, next thing. This is the ikar, because this is taka, something that l'chora everybody does. When he says like this, make sure you fertilize your plants before Shemitah comes. So you won't have to fertilize them as much during Shemitah. Especially young things, grass needs deshen, right? Now, there is a, what's it called, a shaila like this. There is something that's called slow-release fertilizer.
It intense.
Okay. What?
Itay temes bin.
Okay. What does is, it's like the capsules that are so released that you swallow, that they release the medicine slowly. They melt, dissolve slowly, and as they dissolve, they release what's inside them. So the fertilizer is like that. Fertilizer is encapsulated. The capsule, dissolves slowly, and as it dissolves, it releases the fertilizer, and then maybe you can put fertilizer down now, and it'll have an effect over months. So some people hold that's ideal to use during Shemitah, because basically fertilizing is only Durabanan, okay, and therefore we're not machmir that things that you do before Shemitah that will have an effect on Shemitah should be a problem, right? That's probably only machmir by the derises. In other words, planting before where it's going to take root during Shemitah, that's something to be machmir on. But putting fertilizer down before Shemitah, that will be released on Shemitah, and the same thing goes for watering. If you can set up a watering system that's totally computerized, or on a time clock or whatever, and you don't have to do anything to it. So you've set in advance all the watering for the whole year of Shemitah, right? That's okay. We don't have to worry about the fact that you set in advance things are going to happen on Shemitah. If you didn't do it on Shemitah, that's enough. Right? The Rabbanans. There's one problem, though. And that is that if you're going to water during Shemitah, then the watering makes the fertilizer come out faster. It makes obvious. Okay? And then you're causing the fertilizer to come out during Shemitah through your watering. And that, I think the Mishnah Karela told us, therefore you can't put down that fertilizer before. So I would say the following. If you're going to have watering that is computerized, or on a time clock, so you're not watering either, then this no problem. Then you can put the fertilizer down before Shemitah. You're not going to be causing anything for that fertilizer to take effect during Shemitah through your watering, because the watering is also not being done by you. But if you're going to water by hand, and you know that watering is going to release the fertilizer faster, then you shouldn't put down fertilizer before Shemitah that's going to be slow release. That lechara should be the difference. If somebody does it, right, and they feel that they're going to be a loss to them, or whatever, if they don't do it before Shemitah, and they'd rather not doing it, do it during Shemitah, right, and then have to be exactly how much fertilizer and how much not, or whatever, there's reason to be matter. Not everybody holds that since the watering is going to make the release faster, that that's a problem. It's all grumma, that's not really your intention or whatever. I don't know, you'd probably write the fertilizer to be released slower than faster, right, because it's used up faster that way. In any case, but when it comes to little gardens or whatever, the chora, that should be the thing. If you're going to water by hand and you know that watering is going to release the fertilizer faster, then you shouldn't put fertilizer down before, and you should only do during Shemitah what exactly the fertilizer is needed.
If there's automatic watering, it needs to be automatic from before the beginning of the Shemitah year.
Right.
If 2 months into the Shemitah year.
Yeah, we're talking about it's all done before Shemitah.
Time clock or something.
Right, exactly. That's why we're going to get to the watering. That's also not such a great idea, because inevitably there's a Tafsakach Hashmal. Right, the computer goes down. Right,
or
whatever.
And you say, I'll put it off
right,
for 2 days.
Right, the Maisa, therefore, inevitably, you're going to have to reset it or whatever, and then it's going to be worthless. So usually you can't do anything before Shemitah that's going to continue on for an entire year without problems. So it's not really something to be so mechan.
Remember what the Rav just said about using the slow release fertilizer when the watering is done by a computer.
Right. So theoretically that's fine, but practically speaking, there's probably be a time when you're going to end up having to do it by hand. Or reset the thing, and then you can't reset it except then exactly what watering was. Before Shemitah, you can water your field, your garden, right, and inundate it, right, with a flood, if you want to, from before Shemitah. But once you do it on Shemitah, then it has to be calibrated exactly what the plant needs. So inevitably, if it breaks down, you're going to have to, during Shemitah, recalibrate it, and exactly what you need, that's going to be almost impossible. So then, usually, right? From my experience, not my personal experience, experience from people who try this, right? People who try to do this thing on computer, inevitably, within a month or two, it was batel mevutel. Right? Anybody who ever will tell me that they, it could be again, that if you're a commercial, you have a commercial thing, right? You do it with really, what's it called, commercially effective thing, maybe, yeah. But regular people's gardens, it doesn't work for a whole year.
Well, yeah. About the pruning, when you have a lot of, there's a lot of bushes along the road that grow into the road, become a hazard, or grow over the sidewalk and are a hazard to people walking by.
Yeah, that will get to. That's not right now. That's during Shemitah. Okay. Next thing is, make sure that you, what's it called, weed your garden before Shemitah. So you don't have to weed it, which is also only for those things that will damage, and most times weeds aren't going to kill the plants or whatever. So you can't weed it completely during Shemitah. You can weed sometimes because of snakes or what other possibilities, right? Or to clear off a path or something like that. But in Shemitah, you're going to have to be very medactic. So therefore, weed everything you can, and then you can spray weed killer that will inhibit the weeds from growing before Shemitah, which you can't do during Shemitah, probably.
But it doesn't last the whole time.
What?
It doesn't last the whole time.
Whatever, but it'll last for at least a few months. Whatever. Okay, again, this is as foreign to me as the Mesillas Yesharim was, right? I get somebody to cut my lawn maybe once every 3 years or something like that when it really looks bad and we can't see the house or whatever. And our neighbors maybe, you know, getting a little upset. My wife maybe waters some of our plants, but we don't have that many plants. But in any case, whatever it is, if you have gardens and you take care of them and these things are important, that's what you should do. Okay, yeah.
The Shemitah book that we're going through on Shabbos. So it said this idea of putting down some sort of sakal, so that they won't be able to grow. But it's, starting to do gardens, and it's very dangerous to put these things down.
Putting down what? Like plastic?
These homerin.
Weed killers.
Not weed killers, but things that actually prevent the soil from being able to grow anything.
Oh, that's really great. So that'd kill your whole garden, yeah?
That's
what I'm for, right? Just put down a lot of rocks, nuts, and trolls, no problem.
Again, so people should be very careful about it.
Because it'll kill the rest of your plants.
Yeah, yeah.
It will stop you from growing something new in that piece of land next year.
You're killing the soil.
Yes.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
So that's what I think, basically. My name is Vitaly.